Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the year-end report, January to December 2016 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 15th of February, 2017. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker for today, Pehr Oscarson. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and welcome to this conference call. With me here, I also have Per Hedblom, CFO of Mekonomen, and he will also do some part of the presentation. For you who have the presentation in front of you, I will also give you the number of each slide. Starting at slide number two, summary of year 2016. This year has been characterized by a weak development in Mekonomen Sweden, which is the main issue for the company to solve in the future, of course. We do have a stable development in MECA and the Turns of Balkan. We'll be back a little bit on that later on. What is very important is that we have a good growth to the affiliated workshop, and that is a strategic area which is very important for us because that's where we have the best possibility to meet the end consumer in now and in the future. So that's good and very important. We have, during the year, taken several initiatives to strengthen the groups in the long-term position. For example, the decision of the new central warehouse, which is a project we're working on. Switching to slide three, about the numbers. As you can see, we had an EBIT result of 481 million during this year, compared to 616 last year. And, as I said, it's mainly driven by the weak development in Mekonomen Sweden. Per Hedblom will be back later on with some more comments on the figures. I'm switching to slide five, and about MECA and the fourth quarter. Here we have, compared to last year, low EBIT, but that's, of course, affected by the divestment of the Danish market, which was communicated before. And as planned, the transaction was made 28th of December, and after that, Mekonomen has no business in the Danish market. There was a cost related to that, about 25 million, which is included in the result for MECA. We also have a weaker result in Opus Equipment, driven by two reasons. Opus Equipment, the company which we bought last summer, has some profitability problems, which we are about to solve. It's about mainly driven by too high costs. Opus Equipment has also started up a completely new business in Norway during the third and fourth quarter last year, which has driven costs in that market. But as I said in the beginning, also here we have a very strong sales to the MECA branded workshops, which is strategically very important. Switching to slide six, about Mekonomen Sweden. We are in the process of reinstating more decentralized sales organization. It's not completely, but most of the jobs is done. It's this is actually a little bit going back to an organization which we had before, where we put a lot of responsibility on the local store manager to handle the sales and the customer relations. And that's very important to get Mekonomen Sweden back on track again. We also before have talked about the store data system, and As of end of fourth quarter, we can't see that this have had any negative impact on sales. That doesn't mean that we are ready to roll out the system on the rest of the stores. We're still doing some fixes in the system, and we'll take the decision to further roll out when we feel ready about it. But this has no negative impact at the moment. We have also a non-recurring cost of 5 million, which we announced earlier also. That's about this driving dry belts to the Volvo cars, which we need to recall. And as we communicated last year, we have a savings program, and that proceeds according to plan. In the fourth quarter of 2016, we didn't have any major effect of that. The effect is coming now during this the beginning of this year. Slide 7 about Mekonomen Norway. Where we have a pressure on the gross margin, that's two reasons: intensified competition, but also that we have a customer mix which puts pressure on the margin, where we sell more to the branded Mekonomen service centers, which is in the strategy, but of course affects the margin since they are normally have better conditions. Very good cost control in Mekonomen Norway, which leads to that we have a stable result in the end. Slide 8, Sørensen og Balchen, very good development in the sales of accessories. Accessories has a lower margin than spare parts, which you put some pressure on the margin. But we have also here a very good cost control, and thanks to that, a good result for the quarter and for the year. Yeah, and then I into slide number 9, and I will hand over to Per Hedlund.
Thank you. And this is a way of illustrating the effects which are already mentioned in the report, but to give some more clarity, since we've had non-recurring effects both in fourth quarter last year and 16. We will start with 1 and 9 was the EBIT Q4. 15, we've had negative effect of net 12 million Mekonomen Sweden, consisting of 23 million of decreased EBIT if you take out the non-recurring effect. That's the key message. Of course, then we've had another 5 million of this Volvo recall cost, 5 million affecting Sweden in the fourth quarter 2016. However, we did have 16 million non-recurring effects in Q4 2015, which we didn't have this year, obviously. So that explains the logic behind this, the decrease. Where the 23 million depends is a result of both somewhat too high costs and sales which have not met expectations. Mekonomen Norway, 2 million better EBIT than Q4 last year. Meka, of course, significantly lower, but due to, on the one hand, Denmark non-recurring effect due to the divestiture of the Danish operation, and during the quarter, somewhat lower operating result in Denmark. And Per Oscarsson mentioned Opus Equipment as well, and the Opus Equipment result is 7 million lower than last year, meaning that Meka, excluding Opus Equipment and Denmark, shows a somewhat lower result of 3 million. Sørensen & Balchen, had a good quarter and a good year actually, increased the result. Other in that is included central costs, etc., as well as Finland, our owned workshops, and some other items. I would like to add as well that all Norwegian operations have, of course, been affected somewhat positively by a better NOK rate in the fourth quarter this year compared to last year. Going into slide 11, market statistics. We reiterate what we have said before, that we see a potential for an increasing overall market in 2017 as a lot of new cars become older, cars about 3 years and cars about 6 years old, very much, is where we have our main market. And the strong sales of new cars last year should have an impact if scrapping does not increase, of course. And we have seen year on year, if you talk about Sweden specifically now, this is Sweden, we see a 2% increase in number of cars in traffic year on year, so compare January to January and December to December. Going to slide 12, the development in sales per customer group. And we have our three customer groups, affiliated workshops, consumers, and other workshops. And the trend is still strong. We have good sales, good development to affiliated workshops. Plus 7% local currency in the fourth quarter. Consumers, somewhat weak actually, declining local currency, but positive in nominal terms. Consumers not growing very fast. We don't expect very much growth there, but it's negative in local currency. Other workshops, disappointment to some extent, minus 4% local currency, and that's where we have we had the issue in the fourth quarter. And if we talk about Mekonomen Sweden as well, and the group as a total, this has been a weak spot, actually. If you look at the full year figures, it's somewhat more balanced, like 13, but still very strong sales to affiliated workshops. Plus 1% local currency to consumers and plus 1% to other workshops. So this is more balanced view for the whole year, but still a weak development for other workshops. If you look at slide 14, this means that in line with our plans, the share of affiliated workshops share of the total is increasing. That's according to plan. However, we would expect the other workshop absolute numbers to increase as well. Now they're decreased due to declining sales. But affiliate workshops growing naturally, of course. Consumers now below 20, as rather 19.1% in fourth quarter share of total sales. Number of stores, slide 15, is very stable. It is not in our plans to grow number of stores or reduce them either. We will add from time to time a store in a white spot. We will from time to time remove a store if it's non-performing. But it's a very stable situation for a number of stores otherwise. Affiliated workshops, quite important. We want to grow the number of workshops, and Meka has done so in the fourth quarter and during the year. I also want to highlight Speedy. It's a very small part of the total, marked with yellow on the slide, but it's growing, and 26 workshops as of the fourth quarter. The decline in total number of workshops in the fourth quarter is an effect of the divestiture of the Danish business, where we do not longer include the workshops in Denmark in the total. ProMeister is an important area for us. It's also one of the factors which can improve our sales to our workshops, and therefore we want to increase. We have increased number of items at assortment, and we have grown by 14% in sales, ProMeister sales. It's now slightly less than 600 million SEK, an increase of around 14% since 2015. In the fourth quarter, an increase as well compared to the fourth quarter last year. And this is still an important focus area for us. I hand over to Per-Oskar, Sean.
Okay, slide 18, some of the, we'll talk about some of the marketing initiatives which we are making. First one I want to mention is Pris Direct. It's a web booking system for the consumer to book workshop service directly on screen and get the fixed price. This is... We launched it in the end of the year, and it has shown to be a very good response in the market. We have a high conversion rate in this system, and the high conversion comes from that it's both time and price, which you will get direct on the screen. And that's quite unique in the market. We also, in the end of the year, we launched last-minute appointments where you, as a consumer, can have a discount for when the workshop has available slot times. Also have been a good response in the market for that. Next slide, number 19, is about electric cars. So far in Sweden, it's a very low population of electric cars, but Norway is going further, and we have in Norway as many cars that we feel it's time to start to service them as well. And we have one workshop which is entirely focused on electric cars, open in Norway in the end of the year. We also have 11 mechanics in other workshops that are now on training for electric cars and will be ready for that in the first quarter of 2017. Electric cars has it's important for us to be on that market. Of course, we have lower service spend on an electric car, but there's still some some components which needs to be replaced, and we are definitely in that market as well. Slide number 20 is about connected cars, where we launched together with Telenor and some founding partners. This is a pilot project where we want to offer a so-called dongle to put in the diagnostics in the car, and through that connect the car to different services. And the idea is to make a complete offer where we, of course, stand for offering the service and reparation for the cars, but we also have actors like Circle K, which is a gas station chain. We have Easy Park and insurance companies and so on. So this is an interesting test, and this is primarily for the older cars where we refit, and the modern car is more and more often is already installed. But we, as an independent actor, we're still in the market for a little bit older cars. That's why this is very important to us. This is one of the projects which we are looking into. We have other projects as well in this area. And it's very important because we believe that the car manufacturer will, of course, try to use this technique to lock in the consumers, and that is not allowed according to competition rules. And technically and concept-wise, we will also put a fight in this area. Slide number 21 is that we are celebrating that we now are over 1 million loyalty customers in the systems. That has been a goal for a couple of years, which we now have reached. Of course, this makes marketing and customer communication both deeper and better. So that's very nice to read. Switching over to slide 23, and just to reflect on the strategic focus areas which we have in front of us for this year. Of course, Mekonomen in Sweden is the number one priority to get Mekonomen in Sweden back on track. We also, together with that, have focus on cost control. We had the previous communicated program, 25 million, which we start to have effect now during the beginning of the year. Added to that, we have a cost-saving program of another 20 million. Those 20 million is not only Mekonomen Sweden, that is for the complete Mekonomen group, and that will have an effect from the third quarter this year. We will continue our focus on ProMeister. It's both the spare parts where we will see some new categories launched during the year, but it's also focused on ProMeister Academy, the training systems and technical support and so on. I have mentioned a couple of times the importance of our sale through the affiliated workshop, and of course the quality assurance is one of the important areas, because this is where we deliver the brand to the consumer, so it's important to have the right quality. We have two very strategic projects during this year. One of them is the new e-commerce platform, which will be ready for launching during this year. And we have a launch plan for that. First out is Mekonomen Norway. We also have the project with the new central warehouse, which is going according to plan. The construction has just started in Strängnäs, but as I said, going according to that. And then, of course, continue to focus on growth and innovation, combined with develop entrepreneurship, we believe is the right focus for Mekonomen. Back to you, Per, and some more.
Thank you. Going to slide 25, and just highlight some aspects of this summary of group earnings. The increase in revenue during the quarter was 4%, 3% over the year. More important, however, is the underlying growth, actually minus 1% in the fourth quarter, and sales in comparable units, plus 1%. Over the year, we have increased revenue by 4% underlying. That is, underlying is excluding work effect of work days and currency. Sales to comparable units increases 4% over the year. We're not satisfied with the sales development over the year, and in the fourth quarter over the year, though 4% in comparable units underlying is an important figure. If you look at the result after tax, one can note that the deviation is not as big, and it's because we have a tax effect in the fourth quarter, and of course affecting the year as well. We have reevaluated the deferred tax assets position regarding Denmark, And this is something we communicated already when we closed down the stores in Denmark, that we're going to have a deferred tax asset which will end up in our cash flow statement when we liquidate the Danish company. We have now an empty company still, no operation, but an empty company in Denmark. When we liquidate that, we'll get a positive tax effect. And in the income statement, it has shown up previously and now another 22 million of positive tax effect in the fourth quarter, which increases the deferred tax assets on the balance sheet. Somewhat complicated, but basically we have lowered our tax in the fourth quarter, reported in the income statement. The earnings per share in the year was 9.32, and the proposed dividend is 7 kronor, same as last year. I go into slide 26, cash flow. Look at the cash flow from operating activities. It's 208 million, a certain increase from last year's 195. And that's positive, 544 for the year. Cash flow is important for us. However, in the fourth quarter, we had further negative effect of changes in inventory, which we will get back on. We will look at that quite hard over the next quarters, how to manage inventory in a more efficient way. Look at investing, cash flow from investing activities, it's minus 23 compared to minus 49 last fourth quarter 2015. And that has been impacted by the divestiture of the Danish business, 25 million SEK. So basically it's roughly in line with last year on investments. Was it the impact? So the 25 million affected that line in the cash flow statement. Balance sheet, slide 27. The deferred tax assets of 77 increase from 55, I just mentioned. Also want to highlight the goods for resale. The inventory is somewhat high right now. We have a plan to reduce it somewhat to increase cash flow. The net debt at the end of the quarter was 1,437 million, which is an improvement over the year. And I'll skip the income statement, which basically contains the facts which we have discussed so far in the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, that was all from us, so I guess it's possible for questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for a name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, you may press the hash key. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's star 1 if you wish to ask a question. And the first question coming from the line is Erik Paulsen from Pareto Securities. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Per and Per. This is Erik Paulsen from Pareto. I just had a question regarding Opus equipment in the quarter, and how much did Opus equipment weigh on MECA in terms of profitability? In absolute terms in the quarter. And the second question is, what are you doing in terms of Opus equipment to get it more on track, to a profitable track, so to say? Thanks.
I can start with the second part and we'll be back on the numbers. What we're doing is that it is cost-saving program, which has been launched and was already in December and January. We're taking there's a change of organization, get more sales-oriented. We also have looked on the supplier base and are renegotiating some of the contracts. Customer-wise, we believe that we have assets access to the market. So it's more up to us now to do the best of it. And it's also, as I mentioned, it is a startup cost for the Norwegian operation, which we have during third and fourth quarter of last year. And that, of course, should start to be black number on that operation now during the beginning of the year. So that's what we're doing. And
if you look at the numbers which have been communicated, we communicated in the fourth quarter 2015 that Impulse Equipment had affected in the fourth quarter 2015 sales of 36 million SEK. And the fourth quarter with 1 million SEK positively, actually. And now we say that we show in the slide that we are 7 million worse off in the fourth quarter.
Okay, thank you very much.
And your next question comes from the line of Nicholas Farm from SCB. Thank you. Your line is open.
Thanks, operator. And hi, Per and Per. Could I ask you to break down the gross margin changes year on year in terms of currency, transaction effects, price mix, taken in the discussion from the Norwegian perspective, perhaps, and possibly other drivers as well. Thanks.
Yeah. First and foremost, if we take it apart first. If you look at the in the, we have a slide, a table in the report. On page 4, where we mention non-recurring effect, actually. And we have we had non-recurring effects of 34 million affecting 34 million of the total non-recurring effect in the fourth quarter affected gross profit.
Right.
Compared to 11 effect, non-recurring effects last the fourth quarter last year. So it's the if you look at year on year, we had 23 million of additional non-recurring effect impacting gross profit. So if one should look at a clean gross margin, one should strip out 11 from fourth quarter last year and 34 from this quarter to get a clean gross margin. That's the most important area. And then, as always, the trends are, as we have described before, as we sell more to affiliated workshop, we get additional margin pressure, a mix effect rather than margin pressure. It's a mix effect, actually. As we sell more ProMeister, we get a higher gross margin, same gross profit. It's not that much. It's somewhat more ProMeister now, so compared to fourth quarter last year, it's not a significant effect. And of course, we have a somewhat positive knock effect, but we haven't quantified that in the report. These are the main aspects of affecting gross margin in the quarter. In addition, by the way, to a general, in local currency terms, price pressure in Mekonomen, in Norway in total, not just Mekonomen, Norway in total.
Could you also, just for the record, should we interpret the Norwegian sort of competitive situation as so that the changes in currencies have actually, the dynamics in the market is still that competition has decided to continue to, you know, mark down their offerings in Norway. Is that a fair description of the outlook as well?
We have seen a general trend of increased competition and local currency gross margin pressure. We have not discussed where the currency improvement, the improved current situation, would have an impact. I will hand over to Per as well to comment.
Thanks.
No, I just agree. That's a right description.
Yep.
Okay. Could I also ask you, why didn't the savings program have any significant impact in Q4? And could you most importantly perhaps help us outline the timeline for the savings program over the coming three quarters, please?
Yeah, I mean, we have communicated previously that the 25 million program would affect 2017. And that's what we stick with. There's no changes to what we have communicated, and we would said we would only have a marginal effect in the Q4. We did not take a non-recurring effect. People have worked their time until they left, and of course, a lot of personnel costs. And therefore, we get the impact very late in the quarter, and start now in 2017, getting the full effect from the 25 million program. So we expect 25 million improvement in cost base from this program, 2017, and we stick by that. And the marginal effect in 2016 was according to plan. We couldn't get the cost out. Earlier, this additional 20 million, of course, is now a 45 million program. The additional 20 million, as is communicated in the report, will have effect from the third quarter, 2017.
Yes. All right. Thanks for clearing that. And final question: would you care to give some guidance on perhaps the tax rate to expect for this year, as well as CapEx plans, please? Thank you very much.
Sorry, could you repeat the tax rate and the CapEx, or a combination of the two? I didn't follow your question. Sorry.
No, sure. No, if you would care to give us some guidance on one, the tax rate assumption that we should use for this year, and two, the CapEx assumption we should use for this year, please.
Yeah. Okay. We stop with CapEx. I mean, we have been between 120, 150 million in cash flow from investments the last years, and that's the level we are confident with. So between 120, 150 is the normal level for us on year by year cash flow from investing activities. In addition, the 190 million of investment for the CapEx for the center warehouse, new center warehouse in Strängnäs. Some of that will start in 2017, obviously. We haven't communicated how much, but some of these 190 will start to be invested in 2017. In addition to the 120-150, which is our normal base. If you look at the tax rate, I mean, the tax rate in Norway was lowered in 2016, so from 27 to 25, we have 22 in Sweden. The best way of looking at this is if you take an average of to estimate how much sales we have in Sweden and Norway, and basically and look at the difference we had in 16 as well. We have some loss-making activities where we do not get tax shield. Therefore, we have a somewhat higher tax rate over the year in 16 than if you look at the average of different countries, which you can see. We do not see a clear reason for a large deviation in taxes between the average of different countries, actually.
All right. Thanks so much for taking all these questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And your next question comes from the line of Michael Lofdahl from Carnegie. Thank you. Your line is open.
Yes, hi. Actually, most of my questions have been answered, but perhaps you could say something more about your perception of of market share and what has happened in Q4 regarding market share, both in affiliated and non-affiliated space, and also the ongoing price pressure in Norway. Are you seeing similar trends in Sweden as well?
We see more regular competition environment in Sweden. I mean, of course, there's always some price pressure. It's always been and will always be, but not on a significant scale. And if I want to add,
and there's no sign that it will increase the price pressure in Sweden, but the competition is still very tough, of course. And you asked about market shares, and very briefly, we believe that we are gaining market shares through our affiliated. And possibly losing some in the non-affiliated, but that's very difficult because in both these areas it's also consumer behavior which you should reflect on if that part of the business is actually losing market share toward end consumers. For example, we believe that non-affiliated workshops are lowering their share of the market as in general. Not only our sales to them.
And the current margin difference between your Swedish and Norwegian operations, do you think that that gap should close in the medium term?
So I mean operating margin or gross margin?
Yeah, I guess operating margin is what we see. We don't see the gross margin, yeah. I can only refer to the operating margins.
That's of course very much due to, I mean, I think the answer is very much a question of at what point in time we'll get Sweden back on, Mekonomen Sweden back on track, basically, I think. Well, that is what has done the reduce the gross, the operating margin most.
And finally, perhaps I missed if you said something about it, but the IT system rollout that was stopped. I think you mentioned something about sales no longer being hurt by this implementation of the roughly 30 stores as you leave Q4. Is that how we should interpret it?
Yes, that's correct. So we don't see that. Let's put it in this word: we can't blame the system for the result in end of the year. It's still not good enough for launching for the rest of the stores. We have some fixes which needs to be done until we are ready to roll out it in further stores. That decision will be made when we feel safe about that. But there is no negative impact on the sales. That's correct.
And have you seen any positive effects from it? I mean, that was the whole idea of the new system, I guess, to start with.
Not yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And we don't have any further questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you very much. And for...
thank you for listening. And thank you.
And see you in the fourth quarter again. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating.